Remember, together we can do more.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Join us for today's broadcast.
And the seventh one was the stripes on his back. There was 39 stripes, so it's understood. But those 39 stripes, save one, represent all the diseases that all other diseases stem from. So in the stripes that he took on his back, he said, with my stripes, you are healed. So there ain't nothing can come on the planet. Ain't no disease can be made in a laboratory. Ain't no disease can come from green monkey virus that Jesus didn't pay a price for with the stripes on his back. He took all of it. Any disease ever known to man or ever come on the planet, Jesus bore a stripe. Yes, yes. And through his blood, we are delivered from that. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, by his stripes, I am healed. You need to be delivered from that. You need to decree that over your body. Speak that over your children. Speak that over your mind. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. He supplies the blood, we apply the blood. Those fathers had to get out there and take that sop and sop that and then put it on the doorpost. The blood was supplied, but they had to apply it. You get into a situation, apply the blood. Amen. I said, you get into a situation, apply the blood. The blood brings mercy. This aspect of the blood overrules judgment. Amen. God covered Adam and Eve. Go with me to Ephesians 2:11. And remind me, when we close, I want to touch on the blood in Gethsemane. Ephesians 2:11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. We didn't have hope at one time. We were afar off, but now through the blood of Jesus, we are brought near. Come on, we eat at the same table. We dwell under the shadow. Amen. We are raised up together with him and seated in a heavenly realm, far above the enemy, right next to Christ Jesus. We are heirs together. Come on, we walk with him. He leads us beside the still waters. He maketh us to lie down in the green pastures. Come on, we have been brought nigh unto him. God is not afar off. He said, I'll be with you. I'll be in you. I'll be beside you. Heaven is around us. Angels are with us. Tell somebody, angels are on assignment. Amen. They don't sleep. They don't get distracted. They come with one thing in mind, their assignment. Yes. See that you make it to your destiny.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They are here. They are sent.
Yes.
Amen. Minister.
Yes, sir.
Sent.
Yes.
to minister to them that are heirs, those who have the blood on them. Do you know the devil sees the blood on you too? The devil sees the blood on Pastor. He sees it. He might want to come, but he sees the blood. See, there's like an invisible bloodline. And the only way he can really do us harm, if I decide I get in self and I start living the lower life, I'm saved, but I decide I'm going to tip over the bloodline and be somewhere I ain't supposed to be, doing something I ain't supposed to be doing, saying something I ain't supposed to be saying. If I stay there long enough, somewhere mercy stops. That angel backs off. And God might say, but that's when the devil, that's when you see Christians. How could that happen to a saint? They crossed the line. See, there's a hedge around us. Bible says that he that rolls a stone, it shall return unto him. He that digs a pit shall fall therein. And he that breaks the hedge, a serpent will bite. And the serpent bites without enchantment. But if we stay in him, and God gives us room to make mistakes. See, it's not like God lets you get taken out because you made a mistake. Or you made one or two mistakes. He knows a mistake from rebellion. He knows when your heart is rebellious and you're doing your thing. He says, okay, I'll let you go for a little while. But after a while, I'm going to turn you over. Remember that man in the Corinthian church? They turned over to Satan. Now, you don't hear that in the church. I'm going to turn you over. Turn him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that life, that low life, that his spirit might be saved. And we see it later on in those books that young man repented. Got back in the right standing because the devil had a heyday on him. Remember Peter, when he got lifted up, told the Lord, these things will never happen to you. I'll see to it that these things. And the Lord said, Peter, I prayed for you. The devil has demanded to have you because you all lifted up in yourself. And he's demanded to have you. That's what the word says. He's demanded. Why? Because he knew that he crossed the line. And he's demanded to have you. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. When thou art converted, because you're going to go through, Peter, because this pride has to be dealt with in your life. You're going to go through, but I've prayed for you. Your faith ain't going to fail like Judas' faith. Judas went through, but Judas ran out and dealt with in your life. He said, Peter, I'm not going to let you go there. But the devil's demanded to have you. He's going to take you through some stuff, but your faith ain't going to fail. When you are converted, when you get back up on your feet, when you get back in the right standing, go and strengthen your brethren. Teach your brethren. Encourage your brethren. Let your brethren know not to go that way. Don't do that. Don't get lifted up in pride. Amen. What did he do? He crossed the line. As long as we stay in our metron, stay in our place. I was telling you stories of angels that One prominent preacher said he was asleep one evening and he woke up to this noise at the back of his bed. And when he sat up, he said he sat up out of his body and he was setting up in the spirit. And he could see in the spirit and this horrific looking demon was coming towards him. And he hollered, Jesus. As soon as he hollered, Jesus, spirit, and he could see in the spirit and had that demon by the neck up against the wall. Amen. You know the story of the preacher that was preaching one night and a guy said, I don't believe in your God and I'm going to show you one day whose God is really the most powerful. He came into a Wednesday night service. Came up to the front right as he was preaching and unloaded a revolver at him. Poof, poof, everything that was in it, he unloaded and ran out. And the deacons that hadn't crawled up under the chairs, a couple of them ran after him and they called him out in the back. When the police and that came, they were looking for the bullets. They found a bullet up in the ceiling. They found another bullet over in the wall over there. Found another one over there. They found one down in the floor. In other words, the angel was standing there. You shoot all you want to at him. It ain't going to penetrate. Why? The angel was standing there. Out them. Elisha woke one morning. His servant ran to him and said, Lord, Elijah, what do we do? We're surrounded by the enemy. And Elijah said, Lord, open your servant's eyes that he may see. When his eyes opened, the mountain was full of angels, chariots and horses. If the devil sends an army after you, God got an army waiting on him. Amen. It might seem like it's tough, but they that are for you are more than they that are against you. Amen. Where do we find that? In the Word. It said this is our guide. This is our lamp to our feet, the light to our path, the peace to our mind, the joy to our soul. It's life here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the joy to our soul is became flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld him as the only begotten. The only begotten. Beside him there is none other. The blood brings judgment. In Exodus 12, this aspect of the blood destroys and judges the foundation of evil in order to set you free. The blood brings judgment. While Israel was being set free in Exodus 12, Egypt was being judged. This aspect of the blood destroys the foundation of evil. While God, the blood is bringing mercy and deliverance to you, is judging evil. Finally, the blood brings redemption. The blood brings redemption in Ephesians 1 and 7. Ephesians 1 and 7. The blood in whom we have blood brings redemption. Through what? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Through his blood, we have redemption. We are redeemed. Stop allowing things to trouble you, to worry you, to vex you. It is well. You know, do you know right now, God is totally in control of your situation. I said, right now, whatever you might be thinking about tomorrow, this week, next month, God is totally in control of that situation. We just need to stay in the frequency in our mind. My peace I give to you, not as the world of that situation. If we let our mind drift off into there, we'll be in trouble. Amen. You know how sometimes we drift off into and we get to looking at things out there and we start to get troubled and anxious. But in him we have peace. In him we have assurance. In him we are established. The word is settled already in heaven. I want to just touch on this, and we'll get into this deeper when we get into the seven places. But I want to talk a little bit about Gethsemane, because that was a place where he bled. But what was unique or interesting about that is that his disciples, three were with him that fell asleep, and so he was alone. And even though this was Jesus, here his struggle began. Father, if it be possible, let this end even from me.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.